life's a sense of possibilities. Each and every day, I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Before me was my enemy. Turn shed on me. Come take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee. Don't change me this way. I'd rather die than be your slave. They lay dead by me. We hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree. Was the price to pay for liberty? Still you hear me say, I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive and feel my rage. Not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than be your slave.
Fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I want you folks to remember one thing tonight. If you don't remember anything else, never let it be said that you brave, active Americans are not making a difference. You are changing the attitude of the people of this country. Why do you think the opposition has gotten so vile and vicious toward us? Why do you think they use such horrible racial threats and threats typically toward us as American citizens? Why? They are feeling the change. They're feeling the heat. They're feeling the flex of America's righteous muscles. And they don't like it one bit. They don't care anything about us, but they are afraid of us. And that's a fact. They want to continue the lawlessness that has plagued our country for their own racist reasons. I'm going to tell you what your efforts have accomplished. But first, let me remind you of an incident that started all of this. A 19-year-old Mexican national, 5'6", 150-pound piece of trash, brutally and viciously shot two Denver police officers in the back. Officers John Bishop and Donnie Young. This Raul Garcia Gomez, one of the lowest of the low to do what he did, had previously been stopped 3 times by the Denver Police Department. But since Denver is a sanctuary city and refuses to enforce immigration law, he was let go. Even after being found for driving with no license, he was allowed to go free, which led to the ambush of the two police officers and the death of Donnie Young. Now, you may also remember that this Gomez Garcia or Garcia Gomez, whatever the hell it is, was employed illegally with false documents at a restaurant owned by Denver's lawless, worthless mayor, Mayor Chicken Looper. That's right. When asked how this was able to happen, the mayor said, "This shouldn't be the focus right now." Quote, "I don't know about you. I don't carry my birth certificate with me. The question of whether a driver's license is real or forged or a Social Security card, these are complicated issues," unquote. When asked why, police officers never turned Gomez Garcia over to the immigration after being stopped 3 times, Chicken Looper said, quote, "These issues are complicated," unquote. Even when they asked the immigration officials why this was not done, they said, ICE, they said their priority was to deal with illegals who had been ordered out of the country by the courts and who were here working in areas illegally that were critical to public safety, such as airports, power plants, etc. And that this guy was, well, let me just say this. These words that echoed through the country time after time after time will haunt Donnie Young's family. And this guy who did it, this Gomez Garcia, this dishwasher, was not committing any crime and was not a priority, unquote, from ICE. That sure changed quick. He sure became a priority quick. His status sure changed in the eyes of the police and ICE all of a sudden. Why? Because he killed a cop. Did it take that for this to change? This is idiocy. And this is the idiocy that has gotten us where we are. And it's people like you, hardworking, law-abiding Americans, who are going to change this attitude. And you are changing it as we speak. Now, here's what you've done to change it. Denver's sanctuary city policy was weakened last week. Just a little bit, but it was weakened. Denver will now provide immigration officials with a list of foreign-born inmates held in city jails. Do you hear what I said? This is something they did not allow before, but now they will allow it. They will allow their officials there in the jails to give a list to ICE of all foreign-born officials so that ICE can check them out, make sure they're in the country legally, and deport those who are not here with the proper documentation. This is new, folks. And it's because of your constant calling and pressure of Denver city officials and this ignorant Mayor Chicken Looper, a guy who stands up for everything but us. He was making Denver a sanctuary city for illegal aliens. But guess what? That just got knocked down one peg, just one peg. And it was your full court press on talk radio nationwide and your condemnation of this repulsive Mayor Chicken Looper brought on this scrutinization of the policy and brought on its reversal. Next will be the Denver police actually arresting illegal aliens. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine them actually enforcing immigration law and stepping up to the plate and saying, "Huh, you have no documentation? I just pulled you over for a ticket. Let me call the ICE." There is nothing unconstitutional about that. And for those of you who say, "Well, it's going to make the lives of the undocumented bad," good. I want their lives to be miserable because they got no damn business being here. I want their lives to be a threat to them every time they leave the house. I want them to look both ways over each shoulder and over their mama's shoulder to try to see what's coming. They should not be living an easy life in my country. And if I violate anybody's immigration laws and go to their country illegally, I should not be living an easy life. These things are changing, and it changed this week in Denver. And all of this was brought on by a murderous, 5'6", 150-pound illegal alien dishwasher who wasn't a threat and wasn't a priority. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal, and you're going to say, where do I get it? And I'm going to say, call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Come on, folks. They've helped us stay on the air. You should help them stay in business and prosper. They have been around for us. We want you to be around for them. They are fast, friendly, and professional, and you know what that means. More money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind all the good folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of my voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN. That's the cable radio network. I want to welcome all those good folks tonight at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, WLTH AM 1370 Gary, Indiana, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and KGTK 920 AM Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that calling number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight, of all the horriblest clowns we've had, this one is probably the most despicable. Cardinal Roger Mahoney, sexual predator enabler, and illegal immigration aider and abettor. This cardinal, this man, wrote a lawless editorial last week in La Times. It was full of lies. Make that rotten lies and total deceptions. He spoke of the anti-immigrant fervor on talk radio. Liar! Talk radio focuses on illegal aliens, and an illegal alien is not an immigrant. He talks of the growing hysteria. Well, he's right about that. People are angry and very hysterical, and that will continue to grow because of your lawlessness here in this country. He says that immigrants, and then he comes clean and says even those who are here illegally are a benefit to this country. Stop right there, Mr. Mahoney. Excuse me, Cardinal Mahoney. Your lawlessness makes me forget that you're an alleged man of God. They are not a benefit to this country. They are a drain on this country. But even if they were a benefit, which they aren't, but even if they were, is not lawlessness lawlessness? That wouldn't change because they were a benefit. Bank robbery is a benefit to the robber, and dope dealing is a benefit to the pusher. But it's still lawless. Benefit does not make lawfulness. It doesn't change that. Then he says, quote, to be clear, the church recognizes the right of our country to control its borders, and it does not condone undocumented migration, which serves neither the interests of the migrant nor respective countries, unquote. What? You just said in the previous paragraph that they were a benefit. Now you say it doesn't serve either country. Make up your mind. But anybody asking why he is for illegal immigration, I'm going to tell you why. Follow the money. The money. This ain't about brown, green, black, or anything else. It's about money. Here's a guy that wants that collection plate full, and he is ready to bring in all of these illegal aliens to fill his collection plate, a bucket or trough or whatever the hell it is in that church. This guy wants the money to flow, and he knows the way to get it is to bring these people in from south of the border who are very religious, mostly Catholic, and they will put that money in the plate without asking any questions. That is a ridiculous situation that a man of God, would stand up and do illegal things and condone illegality and lawlessness for the sake of money. Unbelievable. This week, Roger Mahoney, Cardinal, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. And don't expect any disclaimers from me, you Catholics out there. Get your disclaimer from Mahoney. Call him up and tell him what you got to say. Tell him what he's doing. He's raping your church. Let him know that he is a lawless man and not following the very Bible that he claims to be reading. The Bible says you must give to Caesar Caesar's things and God's things to God, and lawlessness will not do that. Let's get to our guest now, folks. Privilege to have a man on that I met personally last Saturday. Great guy. You know, I don't have a lot of respect for a lot of people, but I respect this guy because this guy stood up. We got a very important man tonight, folks. I know he's over there blushing right now, and I hope he does. Chief Garrett Chamberlain from New Ipswich, New Hampshire. Chief, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
This is a guy that I had a beer with. This is a guy that I had a long talk with. This is a guy that sat down and explained to me what it's like living in New Hampshire. And I have been there before. It's a great place in the country. But you had an idea. And for those folks who have been living in a hole and haven't heard what you're doing, give it briefly. Tell them what you came up with and what you've been doing there against illegal immigration.
Well, we've had several incidents over the past year with dealing with illegals and have been told by the ICE officials that they had no interest in taking custody of anybody who hadn't been convicted of a crime or previously deported. So what I've decided to do is I'm using a state law in New Hampshire for criminal trespass and charging illegals with being in my town illegally.
Well, that's good stuff, Garrett. That's good stuff. Did you hear what ICE said about this Garcia Gomez? He was a dishwasher, and he wasn't a threat.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't a concern. Well, guess what? That changed real quick, didn't it?
Absolutely.
And it took him shooting a cop in the back of the head to do it. And that's ridiculous. This officer's family now has got to live with this for the rest of their life. I'm sure those two little girls, sweet little girls, are seeing, having nightmares, all because their father was viciously murdered by somebody who had been caught over and over and over and not put out of the country. And let me tell you something else, Chief. If that would have been me and that was my brother or my cousin or my son, I would be suing the Denver Police Department and I'd be suing the mayor's office.
Yeah, the sad part is, like you said, that Denver had come in contact with him three times previously before that incident happened, I believe on motor vehicle stops, and with that policy in place by Chicken Looper, they're prohibited from contacting ICE. So I feel bad for the Denver PD guys because I'm sure that they want to do the job, but they're prohibited.
Absolutely. Now, you think this will spread in New Hampshire? You think anybody else is going to pick up on it? I mean, and what has the input from the folks, constituents, people on the street? What's it been? What have they said about this?
The townspeople are very supportive, you know. Like I've said, New Ipswich is a sanctuary city as well, but it's a sanctuary city for American citizens and legal immigrants.
I love it.
The town of Hudson, which is a couple towns over from me, has adopted the same policy, and I believe they've arrested seven so far. They basically come in contact with illegals every night, so they've been putting the practice to good use.
Now, has there been any protests, or what are the politicians there saying? Which we don't really care what they say, but I'm just interested, you know.
I had a protest. I had a bunch of the people called the New Hampshire Immigrants Rights Task Force came over, which is a compilation of people who believe in open borders and so on and so forth, and accused me of racial profiling. And, of course, you know, I had to reiterate to them that it has nothing to do with race, religion,
no,
or anything.
No.
It has to do with the fact that you're here either legally or illegally, and if you're here illegally, I'm going to remove you.
And we welcome legal immigration to a point, to a reasonable number, but we're not against that. What we are against is our country being flooded with people who have no reason to be here. Now, I've asked this question many times, Chief. I've asked the LAPD, LA sheriffs, the LA district attorney. I've asked the ex-governor of this state. I've asked the Congress of the United States when I testified there twice. And I've asked the president. I've never got an answer back from any of them. And this question is this. What laws
as an American citizen, am I allowed to break?
None.
There you go. And this is what angers me. That makes me a second-class citizen, because here we've got people breaking laws. It's okay, but I can't break any. Now, I don't want to break any laws, but I also want everybody else held to that same standard, and it's not happening.
It's unfortunate that people sneak into our country breaking a law, and it seems that even though they broke into the country illegally, they're allowed to continuously break laws without being, you know, held accountable for any of them.
Now, Chief, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. You attended the Unite to Fight conference, the summit there in Las Vegas last week. That's when we met. What was your opinion? Now, you've never been to anything like that before, right?
Not at all.
Okay. What was your opinion of the folks who were there, the attendees?
I think that they're patriots. They're the people that are the backbone of this country, and they're the ones who are going to make the change to, like you said, you know, to make America American again and to stop this flood.
Did you run across any people who were racist or bigoted people or any of that?
Only out in the parking lot, they were waving Mexican flags.
There you go. That's always the way it is. That's, you know, I was at Barber Coast CCIR meeting the Wednesday before I saw you there in Las Vegas. And let me tell you something. My brother and I were there. We saw some of the most vile hatred that we've ever seen. Vicious, vicious people. If the police would have left, that they had the yellow police tape around the whole meeting area. If that tape wouldn't have been there and the police would have let them come in there, they would have attempted to kill everybody in there, at least beat us halfway to death. It was really a scary situation for some of the older folks there, because they were a little worried about what was going to happen. For me, it would have been the worst thing in the world to let them in there for them, because there would have been a lot of them would have got hurt and a lot of us would have got hurt. But I'm just saying, the viciousness, the violence in their eyes, the hatred, and all we're asking is one thing: enforce the laws on the books. We're not saying take away anybody's human rights, anybody's civil rights, any particular people. They say we're racist, we're racist, we're racist. Well, guess what? They're the ones that stand out there and call us whitey. You go back to Europe, they call me and my brother niggers. They're the ones who bring up the racial epithets, but we never even mentioned race. But they're the ones who mentioned race. Now, I ask you, who's the racist?
Oh, and, you know, you watch the video from Garden Grove and Baldwin Park and stuff, the American flag getting stomped on and all the chanting of anti-American chants. They have no interest in assimilating to America. You know, you come to this country to be American. You don't come to this country to be Mexican.
No.
Or any other nation.
Or any other nation. Illegals from wherever.
Right. And if you come to this country, you come here legally because you want to adapt our way of life.
That's right. That's the way it used to be, Chief. People came here. I remember living across the street from a Hungarian family when I was younger. And the father would always tell the mother, speak English, speak English. You can hear him say that across the street. Speak English. And the kids were ashamed of the mother when she spoke the language of the old country. Now, I wouldn't be ashamed of that. But what I'm saying is, people want to be progressive. They want to come in and assimilate and become part of this new country that they travel all those miles to get to. What's the point in traveling all those miles to get to somewhere and then not be a part of it?
Right.
And that's what we've got now. We've got people who come here and want to bring all the old ways of the country that they ran away from. And I don't get it.
I don't either. It's confusing.
Well, what's the next step for you there in New Ipswich, New Hampshire?
Well, we got a trial coming up on our case with the defendant. He initially pled guilty to the criminal trespass charge.
Does he live there in the city, or?
No, he lives in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And what happened was, my prosecutor had made a recommendation to him that if he wanted to plead guilty to the charge, that she would recommend that the fine, which is $1,000, it's only a civil crime, it doesn't have any jail time attached to it, but she would recommend that the whole fine would be suspended. He wouldn't have to pay anything if he reported to the ICE office in Manchester within 30 days. And like we said, you know, that's all we can do. We can make him go to the ICE office. What ICE does with him after that is up to them.
Well, let me ask you this. If you have this trial, what's the chance of ICE showing up at the trial?
Pretty slim, but they had made the comment in several newspapers that they have already entered him into deportation proceedings.
Really?
Yeah. So what happened was, he pled guilty at the arraignment, and the judge, he imposed the fine of $1,000, but he suspended it, and he said that he could report to ICE within 72 hours. He didn't need 30 days. And so we thought that was a pretty good resolution, and, you know, we went on our way. But evidently the Mexican consulate was waiting out in the parking lot for him.
And they always are.
They hired an attorney for him who filed a motion with the court the next day to withdraw his plea and vacate his conviction, and the same judge granted it. So that sent the matter back to the arraignment portion, and now we're scheduled for a trial on July 12th.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now, for those out here listening, I've got this email. I got quite a few emails of people that wanted me to ask you questions tonight. One of the questions was this. What if you held this guy in your jail? I'm sure you have a city jail there. You put him in custody. You found out he didn't have any papers. You call ICE and say, you know, I got a guy here who's been trespassing, but I'm not sure if he's in the country legally. Would you guys come get him? What would ICE tell you?
They would probably tell us to go ahead and release him. I don't know exactly what they would do in that situation, but to give you a better answer, each and every person that we have dealt with, we had 9 from Ecuador last July, we had 11 in October, and then the last one here in April, each person that we dealt with told us that they were in the country illegally. They told us that they had been smuggled in by a coyote, and we told ICE that information, and they still didn't have any interest in taking custody of the first 9. They did come out and take the 11 in October who were actually living in town, working for a construction company there in town, but I'm not sure what the criteria was that caused them to come take.
And you, probably the number. And you don't know what the disposition of that one was?
My understanding is they were all deported.
Okay, well, that's something.
But
it's very frustrating, Chief. It's very frustrating to the American people when they hear you are. You're willing to give them to ICE. ICE always says they don't have the resources to go out and find these people, and it would violate rights if they ask certain questions based on racial profile and whatever. Okay, you've got the guy. You've got the guy admitting that he's in the country illegally, and then the guy says, I'm here illegally, and you tell ICE, the guy said he was here illegally, and I believe him, and they still won't come and get him. There's something wrong there.
Well, you know, one of the things that's even more troubling is the fact that there are the attorney that represents the latest person here, they've cited some federal case law in which the Supreme Court has ruled that even if a person tells you that they're in the country illegally, that's not necessarily enough to confirm that they're in the country illegally.
Mm.
But there was a recent court case, I believe it was in Oregon, it was Mena versus Mueller. And what the Supreme Court ruled is that local law enforcement officers do have the authority to ask anyone their immigration status. So that was a good decision on our side.
It was. Well, you know what, Chief? We're not going to keep you. I know it's late back there, and I know you've been working hard today, and we don't want to hold you up any longer. We thought you could stick around for a little more time, but we understand. We understand. I'm not putting you on the spot. We appreciate you coming on, and we want you to stay with this thing. And I want to tell you, folks, this guy is just like this when you meet him in person. We had a really good time there together. We went out after the summit that night and had a great time down there on Fremont Street, and we had a very informative time learning things, but we also had some camaraderie with the people that met one another and got to be friends. I consider the Chief a friend now. I'm going to visit you someday in New Hampshire. I want you to do the same if you're ever out here in California. But we appreciate you coming on, and you keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Terry. Hey, and I just wanted to say I got a bunch of friends out in LAPD, and if they're listening, I want to say keep your head down there, and I'm praying for you, and you guys are doing a great job. So,
all right, Chief. Thanks
hey,
for coming on.
It was good talking
on.
To you.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
I will be in touch with you soon, Terry.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, bud.
Here is Senor Navarro, folks.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano-Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We'd like to invite you to join the cause. Become a coordinator in your state, learn to shoot, or have a Liberty Bells table at a gun show in your area. You can do your part in whatever way you choose to help carry the message. If you have more money than time, we welcome your financial contribution. We are an all-volunteer, nonprofit, grassroots organization dedicated to preserving your Second Amendment rights. Get active. For more information, including the 10 ways you can help support the Second Amendment, visit our website, libertybells.org, B-E-L-L-E-S.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Remember NAFTA? That disaster cost America almost 1 million jobs. Congress is quietly trying to make it worse by passing CAFTA, which would send still more American jobs to Central America. Help us fight this sheer stupidity. Go to www.stopcafta.com. That's stopcafta.com. Let's keep American jobs where they belong, in America.
All right, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. Before we go to the phones, folks, I want to apologize for the show last week. We had a few glitches and snafus or whatever you want to call them, and we had some technical problems there at the KDON studio in Las Vegas. It wasn't their fault. It's just something that happened. We couldn't get the correct line to hook up, so we had to do the show another way. Mel sat in for me, and I really want to thank him for doing it because I know he was nervous and everything, but it worked out just fine. So everybody involved, I want to thank them for the patience and everything and for putting up with
a show that was a little less than it usually is. We will never have that happen again. We have some things in place now that will take care of that if ever the situation arises. So anyway, thank you for listening and putting up with us. Let's go to Linda calling from Burbank. Linda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I wanted to call last week, but I couldn't get in. But, you know, this farce of an L.A. mayor-elect, Villaraigosa, who I call Antonio Villafairagosa, could have been completely avoided if all non-voters voted for Hahn. And I'm not defending Hahn, but if you remember 4 years ago what Glenn Spencer told us, vote for Hahn to get rid of Villaraigosa so he wouldn't become mayor.
Well, the problem, Linda, was Hahn. And Hahn left a bad taste in everybody's mouth with certain statements he made. I know where you're going with this. He's better than Villaraigosa. But he didn't give anybody any reason to actually go out and vote for him. And that's why people who didn't like Villaraigosa stayed home. And some of the Hahn voters even went the other way. So it was basically that fault lies on his shoulders.
Well, not just that. John and Ken, it was like, you know, they ragged and ragged on Hahn. But when they spoke about Villaraigosa, when they talked about him being a socialist ACLU member, member Mecha, they were just so blasé about it.
Well, you know, I tried to tell like it was here, and the hard thing about it is, you know, we got an hour a week, and who do you get to? Who can you get to? We reach a lot of people all over the country. We have a huge audience, but we've only got this hour a week to get the word out. And let me say something. L.A. pretty much is going to get what it deserves. We have our first racist mayor, known racist mayor ever. And we've got a guy who cares about, he says he's going to be a mayor for all people here. I don't ever remember seeing him in South Central L.A. until he wanted to vote. He was never over where I live. Never came over there at all. He stayed over in East L.A. and did his thing over there. So L.A. is going to get what it deserves, and let's just see what happens. And you know, in 4 years, maybe they'll be sick of this clown and get rid of him. I hope they will. Linda, thanks for the call. Call me again.
I will.
Take care. Let's go to Hector calling from Southgate, California. Hector, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Real fan of yours.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I just was wondering, me and my dad were talking about this. You know, the Real ID Act that was passed,
mm-hmm.
signed by Bush, I think it was like May 14th, something like that.
Yes, sir.
How is it possible that Cedillo can go out and try to get driver's licenses for illegal aliens?
Well, he's not going to get driver's licenses, Hector. What he's doing, there is a provision in there that we didn't know about that says they can get a license similar to what they have in Tennessee, which is a drive-only permit. So it's not a driver's license. And what Cedillo was fighting against, remember Arnold told him you can get this driver's license for illegals, but it has to look different than a regular license. Remember
right.
that?
Uh-huh.
Well, now the stipulation says it has to look differently. So Cedillo says, well, I don't want that, but what I will do, I'll put up with it right now. All he wants, let me tell you what Cedillo wants. He's another racist. Let me tell you what he wants. He wants licenses for his people because they are of his race. Period. Nothing else matters. All it's about, they want the streets to be safer with licensed drivers. No. He wants his race to be able to get back and forth to work so they can send money to his country. Don't let him tell you he's an American because he's not. He's only an American by birth, not by choice. And that's what this is about. This is about supporting a foreign country and supporting a people of a certain color. That's the only thing he's doing here, Hector.
Yeah, I'm afraid that, you know, a lot of them aren't going to be able to afford insurance.
They're not going to buy insurance. Why would they?
Yeah, they're not going to pay.
You know, just because they've automatically, magically now got a permit to drive doesn't mean they're going to go out and buy insurance, whether they have the money or not. I mean, they're going to spend it on other things. You know what I mean? So that's no guarantee of anything.
Yeah, to me, you know, I see it as, you know, them getting their foot in through the door, at least for now, and then later on changing it, you know, going out for the real driver's license, full-blown, you know.
Hector, I would agree, but I think this Real ID Act is going to forbid that. So I don't think on a national level that they will allow the state of California to do it. I don't know. You know, you've got a good point. It could happen. Who knows? We will
okay.
see.
All right, one more question.
Yes, sir.
The status on Prop 200 in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
how's that going? I mean, are they enforcing it? I know they're trying to...
I don't know if they're enforcing it, Hector, but I know it is implemented, and we'll check on anybody out there from Phoenix or anywhere in Arizona that can hear the sound of our voice. Give us a call and let us know.
Okay, thank you.
We are
you,
on there in KFNX.
Give us a good word.
Hector, thanks for the call. You take care. My best to your dad.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Al calling from Riverside. Al, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Just thinking about Father Mahoney there. If it wasn't for his patch, the problem wouldn't be so big that they would be in our lap right now. Get it?
Got it.
Okay, a few more points. I wonder when Armando Navarro's sort of Hitlerian speech is going to show up on channels 2, 4, and 7.
I can answer that for you. Let me think about it. Hold on.
Never.
There you go.
Okay, Antonio Villaraigosa says he's concerned about crime, housing, traffic, and medical care.
Right.
Would you like to hazard a guess what is exacerbating all four of those categories?
Let me see.
Immigration.
Illegal immigration. There you go.
They just had a meeting in San Francisco with a lot of mayors from cities about what to do about their ecological problems. And I'm wondering what is exacerbating the problems of big cities?
Illegal immigration.
You know, some people say that, well, Terry ought to go back to Africa, and I ought to go back to Europe.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at a picture of Presidente Fox here. Now, since he's not a Mayan Indian, perhaps we could persuade him to go back to Spain.
There you go, España. Anybody that wants me to go back to Africa, send me a first-class, one-way ticket to any place in Africa you want. Just send it right here to KRLA, and I'll go to our post office box. Send me a first-class ticket. And I will cash it in and spend the money on more airtime to get rid of these illegal aliens out of this country. That's what I will do with the money, Al. And I'm going to tell you something else. I've never been to Africa. I'm not an African. I'm of African descent, but I never bring it up. I'm an American, and I have the right to say that with no hyphen, and I'm never going to go back to some place I'm not from. If you want to deport me to Oakland.
By the way, Terry, you were saying that rather than fix the problem in their country, which means having smaller families and more jobs in Mexico, which is what the Mexican government has admitted to, when we had trouble in America with sovereignty, we fought a revolution. When we had trouble with slavery, we fought the Civil War. When we had a trouble with Hitler, we fought World War II. We didn't leave the country.
That's right.
I
will never leave America, and no matter what happens here, Al, I will stay here and do my best to make it
one
better.
One last thing, Terry, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Why does George Putnam keep talking about your wife?
Oh, boy. Don't get me started on that one.
See you later.
Take care, buddy. All right. Let's go for you folks that don't know. George has a thing he likes to. George is an old flirt. That's what he is at 92 years old. We love him. Let's go to Shane, calling from the great state of Maryland. Shane, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Terry, I have a question for your most horriblest clown of the week,
yes,
Cardinal
sir.
Roger Mahoney. Isn't the Bible basically a series of holy laws regulating human immigration into heaven?
That's what it is.
I mean, I just want to know that. You know,
well, that's what I've been told by some people, their interpretation of it.
If God has restrictions on immigration, why can't America?
Well, that's a shame you caught me with that one. That's a good one. But here's one of my favorites. I throw this one at him every chance I get. Mark 12:17. Now, these are people who claim to be Bible people and religious people, right? Mark 12:17, Shane, this is what it says. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Now, what does that say, Shane? It's saying that if you want to be a Christian, you want to claim to be a Christian, you want to be a good Catholic or Methodist or Lutheran or whatever you want to be, you have to render the things of the government to the government and God's things to God. You cannot give God's things to God and break laws and be a good Christian. Not only if you're not breaking the laws, you cannot be a person who is aiding and abetting or at least saying that it's okay to break the laws.
Exactly.
So this is what I'm up against with these religious people.
People want to, you know, support massive immigration, I say fine. If you want to give people like Garcia Gomez driver's licenses, they should be forced to buy life insurance for the people he's going to kill next time. So, you know.
That's good stuff, Shane. I love it.
That's it for me.
All right, buddy. Hey, my best to you, old man.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. Boy's late back there in Maryland, but Shane stays up and listens to him. We really love him. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, that shows we have a few patriots back there, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, your guest you had on, God bless him, and like
Garrett
I said before,
Chamberlain.
You have to take city by city, town by town, county by county, and it's going to take the American people to do it. Now, the reason I told your screener about the Marine Corps and the Navy is that part of my heritage is that you old Marines out there and you old Navy guys who are old like me, you can still go down the border, you can still support Terry, you can support all these other people that need to be done. And if you have a little time, give it to us and give it to the Minutemen because it's your obligation. You fought for it, you might as well keep on fighting for it.
I would agree.
Now, I do want to say this, Terry. My wife finally got a computer, and I downloaded you, and you had the Indian thing on there and a few other things on there that were not very kind about you, but it was great having it, and I'm thankful for that. And Chris Simcox's letter to Congress of 5/17/2005, that is a fantastic letter. That says everything we believe you and I believed in for years. So anybody who wants to download him too. And also on Luca. Luca has now started a group out here that's going to take in the Victor Valley area. People who want to join that and be part of that group, Wake Up America, that would be great.
Good.
Now, why do we have the America Most Wanted? And what do we have on America Most Wanted? Gangs, people here illegally that work for farmers up in some state, milking cows and turn around raping and almost burn a gal to death. Unbelievable. No, it's up to us. We have to do it local, town by town, and support Terry Anderson and George Putnam. And George, of course, went up and saw that lady come see me sometime. That was about 90 years ago, too.
All right, Jerry, I got to go on. Thank you for the call, buddy. Call
God
me again.
Bless you.
All right, sir. Just want to clear up a thing or two. Mel just informed me last week he was not nervous. He was just overwhelmed, and there's a difference. My apologies, Mel. Let's go to Raymond. He's in a car, and he knows all about Prop 200. Raymond, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I'm a first-time listener to you. I can't express how much I really appreciate what you're doing and what you're saying.
Well, I appreciate you calling, buddy.
Okay, well, make it short and sweet because the telephones tend to quit out here. Governor Napolitano and the state attorney general down in Arizona are not enforcing Prop 200. That's a question that one of your other listeners had.
Right.
They're refusing to enforce any part of it. It's really a shame because us people in Arizona voted for it,
right.
But our allegedly elected officials do choose not to follow the
wishes
of the...
Raymond, you're going to have to go after them. It's plain and simple. You're going to have to go after them. You're going to have to strip them of their power. You're going to have to vote them out of office. And I've heard that Napolitano's rating is pretty high, but you're going to have to appeal to those people that voted in Prop 200. I mean, that was a majority. So take that majority and get rid of this sorry broad, because she is sorry.
Oh, man, I tell you.
Yep.
Terry, I'm going to listen to you. You've made yourself a new listener here.
All right, Raymond.
I really appreciate you
listening on KFNX?
I'm listening to Kagon right now in Las Vegas.
Okay, buddy.
So thank you very much.
All right. You take care, Raymond. Call us again. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Maria calling from Riverside, California. Maria, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi there, Terry. How are you?
Just fine.
Familias.
Oh, buenas noches.
Thank you. Buenas noches. I'm so glad to hear you, and I never miss your show. I don't know if you got my letter.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Oh,
sure did.
Good. I was mentioned the person that answered the phone about Mayor Autry in Fresno. Did you know about it?
Oh, yeah, Alan Autry. Yeah,
isn't it something what he called a tsunami, a human tsunami?
He stood up. I mean, here's a mayor of a major city in the state of California who stood up, Maria, and told it like it was. So that's a great step.
Absolutely. We have to support him.
Maria, with a phone call or maybe a email or something, email this guy.
I will already, and I did, and they answered back, right?
Good.
And it was today, so.
Well, I don't have his number, but we're going to get his number and put it up so that the folks can go to our website and call this guy up and applaud him for what he's
right
doing.
Now.
Yeah, we'll take it.
It's 559-621-8000.
One more time, Maria.
559-621-8000.
You folks, give him a call. We're going to get that up on our website. Give him a call. That's Mayor Autry there, just like Gene Autry. That's an easy number to remember, a name to remember. Give him a call and praise him for what he's doing. That is very important. You know, Maria, just like we call these people and jump on them when they do what we don't like, it's just as important that we call them when we do something that when they do something that we approve of. So
exactly. And go to Numbers USA, then your website, then Wake Up America, and we have to support.
Yes, we do.
Time. Forget about buying stuff. I mean, we have to support our Minutemen and you and Mark Edwards and everybody.
Mark Edwards.
God bless you.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks for
God
the call.
Bless you. Thank
call
you.
Me again.
Bye-bye.
You know what, folks? She mentioned Mark Edwards. Here's a guy who put on an event last week. I know I couldn't have put that thing on, but he did, along with his buddy Gary, who helps him. Gary's a fabulous behind-the-scenes guy who really does a lot of hard work. We applaud both of them. But they put on an event, folks, that was just outstanding. Outstanding. Everything went like clockwork. It was really, really a nice event. And those of you who missed it, you missed it. And next time it happens, don't. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. Gene, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, I'm hard-pressed to feel sorry for the police. They not only protect illegal aliens, but they turn a blind eye to whatever they do.
Well, Gene, to be fair, not all police. I get a lot of emails from police who tell me that their police chief tells them they can't do this, can't do that. Their hands are tied. It's not every cop, but it's the policies of the police department that you speak of which I totally agree with you.
Excuse me. They should be at their union's throat.
Absolutely, you're right.
Demanding that they go after Chief Bratton.
You are right. I would agree.
But why aren't they doing
that? Good point,
why aren't
Gene.
I guess a few more will have to get killed before
Maybe.
They decide that.
And I will. Every policeman that writes me from now on, I will make that point to him. Since you brought it up, what are you saying to your union? I will do that. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Gene. We always appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Let's go to Mike, calling from Aspen, Colorado. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. I'm here to say that I'm glad that that criminal Mahoney was your most horrible clown today. And as a former altar boy with a former nun and a priest in my extended family, you know, is Mahoney still in defiance of that grand jury subpoena that he produced records?
Knowledge, he is. Yes, he is. Just refused.
Yeah, isn't he the same guy who was ferrying out of the country fugitive priests, child predators, and then blamed it on his nun and didn't take responsibility?
I don't remember if that was him or not, but you know, who knows? Could be.
He's the same guy. Here's a little biblical quote. It's John 10:1. It says, and you can pass this on to the criminal Mahoney. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door, but cometh in some other way, is the same as a thief and a robber.
Very good.
I think he's talking about illegals there.
What was that? What was that passage again? John what?
10:1.
John 10:1. Well, you got a good one there, Mike. We'll use that one too.
Yeah, and stay on that guy. He's one of the worst of the worst. I mean, that whole operation should be behind jails. I mean, that's
the biggest
criminal conspiracy in the world.
They are crooks.
They have 11,000 cases, not incidents, but cases of individual priests committing, and they couldn't have done those things without conspiracy of the hierarchy.
And like I say, Mike, to you Catholics who are going to start emailing me, you'll get no disclaimers from me. Get them from him.
Got to
go, buddy.
2-0.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
All right, folks, we're getting running late. I want to get everybody in. How about a minute each? Let's go to Emily calling from Houston, Texas. Emily, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, I wanted to make a couple of comments on the immigration problem.
Yes, ma'am.
My solution is to build a maximum security prison on the other side of the border along Mexico and put all the prisoners there instead of death row, just make it where people lose their citizenship and then trade for each person who commits a violent crime in America. You lose your citizenship, you get deported. Somebody who wants to be a law-abiding citizen, we can swap out and keep the population stabilized.
One for one.
Right.
Hey, that's
and
not
that
bad. That's one I haven't heard yet.
That would be more frightening than, you know, Texas, what's going to happen to you? You know, you sit on death row and whatever. But if you're going to lose your rights and have to go do hard labor in a Mexican prison or an African prison or something, I think that would be scarier.
Well,
And it would stop the whole argument about the death penalty. People who are against, like the Catholic Church, fine, you fund this thing.
Well, Emily,
I don't think we have the labor camp.
I don't think we have a prayer getting that done for constitutional reasons. But I like it. I like it. It shows you're thinking, and that's what's important. So I like it. Emily, thanks for calling. Call us again.
Okay, thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Ed calling from Arizona. Ed, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
What's up?
Good. I wanted to, there was a Ray or something called about what was going on with Prop 200.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's a little more than that. A week ago Tuesday, we were down on the Capitol lawn. Russell Pierce and Randy Pullen had a press conference, and they've acquired an excellent attorney, and they're going after Napolitano for malfeasance
good.
In office.
Good, good. Good news. Good news.
Yeah, it's great news.
I appreciate that. Ed, I got to go. I'm trying to get everybody
okay,
in.
Thanks.
Thank you for that, Ed. We appreciate you calling in, though.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Let's go to Barry calling from Lake Forest. Barry, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Reverend Terry, I've sinned.
Be healed, my son.
Just,
Be healed. Put your hand on the radio. I will heal you over the radio. Let me tell you, all you have to do to be healed is to obey the laws and enforce the laws and require that they be enforced by your politicians. If not, we will cast them out. And they will be gone.
My hands are on the radio, Reverend Barry.
All right, Barry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, though, I've been drinking beer for 40 years, and I found out from Barbara Coe's site that Anheuser-Busch has been sending $100,000 a year to mold that.
Let me tell you, I'm not defending Anheuser-Busch, but they all do it, Barry. They all do it. If you look at the people who support these people, you see every car company, every cereal company, everybody that you could possibly think of that sends them money. So it's kind of hard. You'd have to end up going on the wagon, buddy, if you're going to not buy beer from somebody that sends money to MolDef. Gotta go, Barry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks for the. I appreciate it. Let's go to Bob calling from Van Nuys. Bob, not much time.
Yes, Terry, I heard you a couple of weeks ago saying about the discrimination in East L.A., about the Mexican people calling the blacks the N-word, and I was appalled at that. I was in Korea. I never, ever one time saw a Mexican illegal get killed. I saw a lot of black guys get killed, but I didn't see an illegal get killed, and you know what? I joined the Marine Corps because I felt that I wanted to be a good American to protect these people in this country and our president and our congressmen and our people. But you know what? They turned against all of us. They are lower than low to know that Americans that fought for this country, fought for the security of this country, have let down the veterans in this country and the American people. How dare they do that? What audacity they have. It's repulsive.
Bob,
God forgive them for what they're doing to this country.
Bob, I got to go. I want to thank you for your call. It was a special call, and we want to thank you for your service to this country also. Thank you so much for calling. Call me again, Bob. Take care, buddy. Great call. Let's go real quick, about 15 seconds. We got Billy calling from Phoenix.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Terry, I just want to tell you about
real
that
quick,
high rating about Governor Joe Napolitano. They came by that bogus, phony rating by adding up all the people who were against other candidates from other parties, and they said, okay,
gotta
you're
go,
against
Billy.
Them, so therefore you're for Jim Napolitano. It's
thanks, Billy.
Number.
Appreciate it. There you go, folks. I want to thank everybody helping the show. I want to thank Mike Reed, my engineer. I want to thank Les Blinghorn for taking your calls, and I want to remind everybody out there we need your help to stay on the air. Don't forget Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay and Jeff. We need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget This Week with the Swings, folks. Great stuff. You can go to our website and read all about it. Want to remind you of those three websites that we talk about every week. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and don't forget JuanMann@deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. I go there before I brush my teeth every morning. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage on new radio stations to be announced next week. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the